You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You see, to replace that, you need, it's not just a great song. There are a lot of great songs out there. But this one became like, it's like a meme all over social media. People singing it in the Grand Canyon, you know? Mm-hmm. People are tagging us with it. They're at their local bar, they're singing it.
Now, that would be a good reason for it to go away.
What?
They stopped getting so many DMs about where
no,
they saw
it. No, I love it. I love it.
One last breath.
People remember it. So, yes, if you
they think of us when they hear it out somewhere.
Yes, it's like it's part of the family. So, but I'm not saying it is the greatest one we could possibly have at 5:30. And if you happen to have a better suggestion, our ears are open. My ears are open. Jack's ears are open. Ike's ears are open as well.
Yep.
So I've actually had a couple of float around in my head, a couple of ideas.
Okay.
Are we keeping the same genre?
It doesn't have to be. Like, I thought, you want me to tell you one of the ones I thought that's a different genre? Mm-hmm. I thought All My Life by Casey and JoJo would be fun to do.
Jack doesn't know that one.
Oh, you do. Close to me, just like my mother, close to me. You could go find it on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
There's like, that would be funny. To sing. It has to be good and kind of funny that we're singing it. Like Creed was kind of funny when we first started singing. 215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Fellas, how are you? Long time no talk. Jackie No-No back there, dude. One of five Philadelphia pitchers to pitch a no-no.
Yeah, a perfect game.
Perfect game.
Perfect game.
Unbelievable, brother. You know what? You know what would be even better, though, dude? You guys seen Mr. Deeds, right?
I have not seen
Great movie, Mr. Deeds.
That's Ike's favorite Adam Sandler movie.
God, dude, when they go, remember when they're at the tennis courts and he fires one right into the jugular?
That's right.
Jackie No-No out there, dude. Yo, you guys cannot get rid of Creed, man. It's the part of the day that I look forward to the most. I'm getting out of work. I'm getting in the car and You know, I haven't been able to listen all day, and the first thing I hear is you guys are looking for replacements.
No, we're open to it. That's what we said. Here's what happened, Dustin. We said when we got Scott Stapp on, when Creed came to town, we would get him to sing it. We didn't get him to sing it. We didn't get the interview. We failed. I failed. That's my failure. I will own that failure. And it would have been a great, like, cherry on top to the thing. But we're like, it feels like we're leaving it sort of, I don't know. It feels unfinished to me. But what I would say is, if somebody has a better suggestion, there are a lot of people that are like, please stop singing that Creed song. If somebody has a better suggestion, I'm 100% open to it.
Well, as a loyal, hopefully foxhole guy with
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, you're a foxhole guy.
I think 5:30 is a designated for Creed. You know what I would actually love to see you guys sing one time coming back from big? Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. I think
that's... Well, no, I'm not.
All right, stop.
Collaborate and listen.
Yeah, come on, man. I kind of like that one.
Ike is back with his brand new invention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I was trying to get on with you last week. Spike, Ike, what do you think about putting a dome on the link?
Putting a
the dome.
I haven't heard you guys really.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm totally against it.
That's what I
now,
thought.
Now, hold on.
Because you're a real man. That's
exactly.
Dude,
well, now I got to fly in the ointment of the whole retractable thing. Did you guys hear this? That the league controls when you have to close the roof. So I guess if it's below 40 degrees,
you have to close the roof.
You have to close the roof.
So retractable dome's not a
option. It's not going to help us.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I was saying on Friday that I thought I didn't know that, but I thought they would just end up closing it all the time.
Now someone would tell me if I'm wrong, but I did see it on Twitter.
No, it sounds
like the league controls. In other words, if it's raining, the Eagles couldn't leave it open.
Because I think
it's snowing.
What they don't want is the home team manipulating whether they use the weather based on their team. I get it. Dustin, here is what I think is actually going to happen. And the reason that part of me was like, the WIP afternoon show has to start a movement against the dome. But the truth is that if they build a new stadium, it's going to have a dome.
Yes.
It's either going to have a dome or it's definitely going to have a top. You know, like, I don't know if it'll have a top with some of the weather getting in the sides,
the canopy
thing.
Like Buffalo is doing.
Yes.
Like Buffalo's going to do, like, the little canopy thing.
The canopy thing. It's definitely going to have that. So I don't want to do this thing where, like, I don't want to set us up for failure where we're saying, don't do it, and then they're just going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, Dustin.
Yeah. Did you get him?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You got him.
Yeah. Gotta let Dustin go after that one.
Funny he lost connection.
Oh, he doesn't host the show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We would never do something like that on the show.
Yeah. Jess in South Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Jess?
Hey, guys. So I had a suggestion. The only thing I have to contribute is a suggestion on the song choice.
Oh, okay.
Bryson said, I think, retired A-OK, and he's struggling. So maybe it'll have, like, the Fritz effect.
Ooh.
And you guys can do that.
Wait a minute. So are we supposed to use this song now?
Right.
Since he stopped using it?
Oh.
I wouldn't be against it.
That's my time, folks. Yep. That's all I got.
It's a good contribution.
It's a good sing-along song.
It's a good sing-along song. I will take it under consideration. Okay. Jack, your thoughts?
It's a good one. It's not my favorite one, but it's a good one. And, I mean, who could forget? It also led to this great Hugh moment.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
This is great.
Living in this big blue world with my head up and out of space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K-A. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see trouble.
Oh, I blew that. I know it. We can never get that second verse.
No. I don't know it either. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Not going to give the poll answer. Just saying that it's funny, we've been talking about the training camp stats all day. I would say that the training camp stats make people on Twitter mad. I don't know that they make our listeners mad. But everybody on Twitter is like, this is so dumb. You're an idiot.
Like, listen, It's late July heading into August. Lighten up a little bit.
They're so meaningless. You don't even know what play they're running. Oh, let me ask you something, tough guy. Do you know what they're supposed to be doing in a regular game? I don't know in a regular game either. I have to be honest with you. Football's hard as hell to know what the hell is going on. Most of us have no idea what's going on, to be honest with you. We still look at those stats. We still talk about Saquon had 2,000-plus yards, and I don't know what was happening in every single one of those plays. Do you?
I do not.
Did somebody blow a defensive assignment? Have no idea.
Yeah. Hell, even me.
Yeah, right?
Like the game has changed. It's different defenses. I don't absolutely know what's going on out there all the time.
How can you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Holy. You don't even know what play they call. I don't.
Well, it's just it's always.
Did they call the play where he's supposed to throw an interception? Did he call that one? Does Petrullo have that in his bag? Hey, Jalen, go out there and throw it to Mitchell. All right, sorry.
Well, no, it's just a big nothing to see here.
Yes.
When things aren't going well, it's like,
yes.
You guys are making a big deal.
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
But when he plays well, it's like, see, Jalen's the GOAT.
Yeah, see, 19-20.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. When I left this morning, the folks from Gaida were at my house putting my new windows in there. Pretty exciting. New windows, new sliding patio door. I'm going to go home. Now, they're not all done because we got a bunch of windows done, but I think they're finishing up tomorrow. So when I go home today, I'll get to see my brand new energy efficient triple pane high performance windows. You can do it too. You can do doors too. And here's the great thing. Their big 40% off summer sales event going through July 31st gets you 40% off those windows and 40% off those doors. Every single window you get 40% off. Every single door, sliding patio door, garage door, front door, no matter what it is, 40% off. Doesn't get any bigger than that. You start your project with no money down, not a dollar out of your pocket, and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. All prior sales are excluded. But you know what I like to say? It doesn't matter, because this one's the best one. Offer expires July 31st. Call them to schedule your free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists, summit sunsets, it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Steve in King of Prussia, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What up, Steve?
What up, Steve?
Hey, first, you can't get rid of Creed. Literally just got in the truck after work. Hear that, brings a smile to my face. It's just, you can't do it.
Okay.
We will take that under consideration, Steve, for sure.
There we go, man. But hey, the one, thought behind the dome on the link that I haven't heard anybody bring up is, Lori's talking about a dome on a link, bringing Super Bowls and big events to the city. The reason that he's doing that, just from a business perspective, is he can pull the city in to pay for it then. And so that's a big piece that hasn't been discussed. Surely, it gets rid of the snow games and all of that. But from a business perspective, he's trying to pull city money into building the link.
Oh, for sure. And like that stuff is, I'll be honest with you, as a Philadelphian or a South Jerseyan, I don't care at all whether we have the Super Bowl here. Truthfully, it would be a nightmare.
It would be a definite nightmare.
Traffic would be a nightmare. Kind of cool to say that it's happening? Absolutely. The reality of it would be horrible.
Most of us can't go.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the other thing. But it's probably not even going to be the Eagles.
Right.
Yeah. Great. Huge football game at the link between the friggin' Vikings and the Ravens.
Yes, and the Ravens.
Yeah, I could care less, you know?
And by the way, you're only getting one Super Bowl. It's not like they're going to come back every 5 years.
Yeah.
And, that's right.
And, you know, I do not, whatever works for Lori and the city.
Because Minnesota's never getting another Super Bowl.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Like, they're never getting another Super Bowl.
The business reasons between more events and between city money I was complaining about the city money for the Sixers arena. And you know what? Like, it just feels like we're like pushing a boulder uphill, fighting with that
stuff. Yeah, making a mountain out of a molehole.
Molehill.
Yeah, and the last thing I wanted to leave you with is good luck to Jackie Nono on the tennis side.
Yeah, thank you. There we go.
Tomorrow it's Jackie Sampras.
Yeah, there he goes. Jackie Agassi.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
Can I throw this out there real
Jackie
quick?
Chang. Michael Chang. You don't remember him before your time. Sorry.
And that's Jackie Chan.
Not Chan. Chang. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Let me try to collect myself.
Yeah.
We didn't get into it. We talked about it off the air. We didn't talk about it on the air as much when Elliot was here. But my boy Coop being ranked number 60.
Yes.
In the NFL. Yeah. Top 100.
You took your glasses off for this?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to take my glasses off for this. Top 100, number 60.
That's wild.
Now, let me just say this.
Yes.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
I've taken a liking to Cooper DeJean.
You have.
I have.
Yep.
There are a couple of takes in the back of my head.
Uh-oh.
But I got to hold off on them for another year. For another year. I need to see how this whole offseason is going to play out for the regular season for him. But if he gets through this season and he's a Pro Bowl player at the end of this season.
What? Well, first of all, the jersey sales are going to be through the roof. I can tell you that.
Listen, I already called him. That's B-Dog Light.
Oh, no.
Not because of the color of his skin either. I mean, B-Dog Light because he's light.
Yes.
Not B-Dog.
Yes.
But I don't know if we've had a player in the secondary that is as versatile like Brian Dawkins, like Cooper DeJean is.
Would the closest be Malcolm?
Malcolm's a former corner, so he's a lot like that. Yeah, probably in that sense. So I wasn't here when Andre played here.
Andre Waters.
But I know Andre Waters.
Yeah.
Know of Andre Waters. I know how great of a player he was. Dawk is the greatest safety to play here without question.
Yeah.
Malcolm is up there.
Yes.
As far as anybody being ranked behind Dawk. Like, Malcolm is up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll defer to everybody to watch Muddy Waters play, or Dirty Waters. Was it Dirty Waters?
Dirty Waters.
Yeah, Dirty Waters. Muddy Waters.
Is a musician. Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, boy.
But Cooper DeJean, that versatility, and depending on how Vic Fangio is going to use him, I'm ready to put him right behind Malcolm.
Wow.
That's why I'm bet. That's where.
Wow. Man. 1 year.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I see it. I need him to get the partying out of him to see if he can play this year.
Well, that will be...
That's what I meant, yes.
Yeah.
So if we get through this year, DeJean. DeJean.
Wow.
DeJean.
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 Yeah. Looks better in print.
Did anyone do Mean DeJean yet?
Mean DeJean? That would be a good one.
As a nickname?
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. In honor of Mean Gene Okerlund. You don't even know
who that is.
Who the hell is that?
He's the GOAT wrestling reporter guy.
Oh, my gosh. What are they reporting?
Mean Gene. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Yeah.
That was Hogan, man. Come on, man. We love Mean Gene Oakland, man.
Oh, dude. Mean Gene was the greatest. By the way, number 59 right in front of Cooper DeJean is Matt Stafford.
Oh.
Now, this is when you have to start asking yourself.
Yeah. I wonder if Jalen makes it.
Because they did.
Oh, no.
They did take this poll right after the regular season.
Right. Maybe even before the regular season ended.
Now, Elliot and James told me that Jalen had a great regular season, but I wonder if Stafford's at 59 and he's got the rep and the history.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many more quarterbacks are there.
Well, Darnold was already on it.
Darnold was on it. Yeah, he had 35 touchdown passes last year.
Darnold had a good year last year.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
But you would think that I was surprised.
You think he should be higher?
No, I was surprised he was even on it. I know we're doing it off of just 1 year, but I would think the track record with Darnold would have kept him.
No, it's 1 year.
Yeah, well, listen, you football players got to have way better eye tests.
It's 1 year.
Way better eye tests.
Tua was in the 90s.
That's who I'm surprised made it.
Yeah, seriously.
Tua.
But he's football player, right? Because he's
I like Tua, but his numbers never overwhelm you. So no. Baker's still there. He hasn't been named, right?
No.
Oh, so Baker's in front of Stafford.
If he's on the list.
41 touchdowns?
Look, I'm a Baker. You know me.
He threw 41 touchdowns. He has to be on the list.
I'm a Baker guy. You know that. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't say, man. See, the problem is when the list is over, it's going to be time for the season, and we're not going to be able to do the Jalen wasn't on the top 100 show.
Because we'll be getting ready for the Cowboys.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't sell for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exit and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
For tomorrow's tennis match, instead of Wimbledon, we can call it Simpleton. Have a great day. Bob from Delco.
Simpleton.
Not bad.
I like Simpleton.
Not bad.
What's next?
Get the f*** out of our clubhouse. Bryce Harper to Spike after hearing him sing that Cher song.
Oh. Sing Believe?
Pretty good.
Wow. It's a good tune. And you know what I'd say? It's just like Manfred. I'd be like, nah, I ain't leaving this sleeping clubhouse.
And then we're going to shake hands at the end.
Yep. What's next?
Drive through worker. Would you like a soda with that? Spike. Soda? Please, that stuff will kill you. I'll just take my 15 large fries. Thank you. Alex in Lancaster.
That's a good point.
15 large fries?
Yeah, well, look, I'm not saying fries are good for you either. Fries are bad for you. Even though Yoshi said they're good, they're not good for you. What's next?
Two thumbs down. Siskel and Ebert in heaven listening to Spike and Elliot talk movies.
What'd y'all talk about?
Jim
Carrey.
Yeah.
Come on.
Punch Drunk Love.
Jim Carrey, Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler.
Yes. And he had Will Ferrell third.
Yeah.
I would put Will Ferrell behind Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I would put Will Ferrell
on one. Yeah.
Sandler's carried so many
bad movies.
Yeah, but a lot of big ones, too.
But Will Ferrell makes movies.
Well, yeah. Come on, man.
Nah, I would... And by the way, Punch Drunk Love, the best Adam Sandler movie. What's next?
It's failure, and then you feel it. Spike talking about riding a bike, but also his next Blue Chew read.
That's a good point. By the way, Bo Nix is number 64 on the list.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They loved him. Oh, Bo Nix made the list.
Yes.
Ooh, how many quarterbacks is that then?
So it's Stafford.
So that's about five or six quarterbacks already.
Jordan Love.
Oh, Love made it. Okay.
Yes. Darnold. Dak.
They put Dak on there after eight games?
Yeah. And Tua. What's next?
Just imagine working at Awful Announcing, where your job is to just criticize and make fun of other people in sports media.
I get it.
So sad. The top five at five.
Yeah.
that was a Fritz.
Oh, that was a Fritz shot. Yeah.
Deep breaths in there.
Yeah, sorry.
Deep breaths.
Well, you know. What's next?
Don't believe the hype, Spike. I think that visor looks great on you. Trust me. Bam in Upper Darby.
I get it because he's blind. Who's next?
Me.
Oh, you're taking us all the way up to Phil's?
Yeah.
So we're getting a real Fritz at six?
Nah, well, you're getting like 23 minutes of Fritz at six and then leading off.
What are you talking about in Fritz at six?
Phil's.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, okay. We will talk to you tomorrow. And remember that deodorant is the thief of joy.
Sure. Which are people going to want to get rid of more? 530 Korea
or deodorant's the thief of joy? That one's never going away.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.